It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Last week, James Jimenez, executive director of New Mexico Voices for Children, shared what his organization suggests lawmakers should consider when addressing income inequality in the state during the upcoming legislative session. I also talked with Mr. Jimenez about issues in education. Here is more of that conversation. Mr. Jimenez, I also want to talk with you about another important issue in the state, education. Your group, New Mexico Voices for Children, calls for better access to an affordable, quality education in the state. Now, as many of our listeners know, a state district judge ruled last year that the state isn't doing enough to educate students and directed New Mexico to reform its funding system. One way your group calls for funding reforms is for early education in the state to be significantly increased. You call for a constitutional amendment to be passed to use at least 1% of the land grant permanent fund in the state for early education. Do you see this issue being addressed in the upcoming legislative session in the state? And with a proposal like this, do you have enough faith right now before the session starts that both the House and Senate would agree on this proposal in Santa Fe?
Well, we were very encouraged when we listened to the inaugural address by our new governor, who talked about the importance of early childhood education and her support for an amendment that would allow more of the land grant permanent fund to be used for early childhood education. You know, there's two things that New Mexico can do to change the negative trajectory we've been on for far too long. One of those we've begun doing, and that's by electing more women to public office, whether it's the governor's office or the legislature. But the other one, from a policy standpoint, is providing early childhood programs all across the state of New Mexico. And we've seen I want to draw an analogy to what happened when New Mexico, under Governor Martinez's watch, expanded Medicaid here in New Mexico. We heard concerns at that time that there just wasn't a provider network to be able to treat everything, all of the citizens who would become qualified for Medicaid if we did the expansion. But what we saw actually was that the networks have grown dramatically in our state. We think that that's exactly the kind of thing that's going to be happening and will happen if we can show that the state has a significant and long-term commitment to early childhood education, that both public and private providers will be incentivized to develop the kinds of programs that we know will have the biggest impact on the trajectory of the state by making sure that children are ready to learn when they hit the schoolhouse doors at kindergarten. Because when they show up with learning deficits, it means those teachers have to spend an inordinate amount of time trying to address the very real lack of ability for children to learn. And so the investments in early childhood education, I think, again, are one of the most important things that we can do to change our state.
Another issue that your organization and other advocates have called for is raising the wages of teachers and support staff in the state. What does your group propose and why?
Right. Well, we are supportive of what we have been hearing from our partners that are involved in the coalition that is working on proposals to address the judge's decision that you just talked about. There's some of the proposals have ranged from raising wages to $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, or even $50,000, $60,000, and $70,000 per year. We are very supportive of those because one of the things that we have heard, I live in Rio Rancho, and one of the things I've heard from our superintendent here is that she strongly believes that if we can get a beginning wage of at least $45,000 for teachers, she believes that there's going to be a lot of teachers who would be willing to come back to New Mexico because this is where their families are, this is where they want to live, to really help us address the 700 vacancies that we've got in teachers and schoolhouses around the state. So raising those wages is a way of demonstrating that we really do value teachers and educators for the really significant role that they play in making New Mexico a better place to live and for our children to grow up in, and to be really competitive in a very, very always changing economic landscape.
James Jimenez is Executive Director for New Mexico Voices for Children. Mr. Jimenez, thank you very much for joining us to talk about these issues.
Well, it's my pleasure, and we'll see what happens during the 2019 legislative session. We're very excited about it.
You can listen to my entire conversation with James Jimenez, Executive Director of New Mexico Voices for Children, by visiting the In Focus section at our website, krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.